This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America, this is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Welcome, America! That's right. It's always about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You know that yourself. Tell you, we all back in the studio now. We're, straight from Market Week. ASD Market Week is the inventor lady herself. She's back behind Master Control in the studio. Welcome, Miss Rita, straight from the ASD Market Week. How you doing, Rita?
Oh, we're doing fine, kind of recovering, but holy cow, that didn't last very long because we have had more business calls and more of our inventors call and say, hey, I've got this guy calling me. What do I do? It was an amazing week. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, you had some amazing interviews that we did from there, and we had a lot of great response when we aired it, and it was just a great time you had.
The buyers there, and it was funny because, you know, the inventors would say, but everybody here is a wholesaler. I said, you are a wholesaler. Oh, I didn't realize that. So it's like, no, wear that wholesaler, you know, hat because you are here. You're trying to sell your product to a buyer for a store that's going to be the retailer. So you are, in essence, the wholesaler. And it's like, oh, my God, I got so much to learn. And so, you know, we would get feedback on it and, you know, price points and interest and some really good ideas on some of the products that were, you know, patent pending. They had prototypes and, you know, the one set, and he's going to be on today, so I'm going to let him tell the story. But just amazing stuff. We had people there selling product. One of the other guys that's going to be on, he was trying to, you know, there was a lot of the final sales of products. They were, you know, getting rid of closeouts. They were doing their closeouts. So he was doing closeouts, but in the process of getting everything to me for his closeouts, he had a couple of other ones that he picked up from us that he wants to license. So it was just amazing. You know, ASD stands for Affordable Shopping Destination. I think that we should convince them to rename it America Stands Determined.
I like that. And I tell you, and this is the first time that we attended the show, right?
It is.
That we broadcast, yeah.
It is, and they were so wonderful to work with. Now, for anybody out there that's got a product, any kind of product, it was amazing, the variety of products they had. They've got another show coming up in August. We will not be going to that one, but as sponsors for the radio show, we told them that we would promote their August show, even though we won't be back until March. So, yes, yeah. They were wonderful. And, oh, people are serious when they go there, Michael. They're buyers. Yeah. They want to buy.
Yeah, they're not tire kickers.
Exactly, it's
they
not
don't kick them tires.
They're not. They're not just looky loos. They're just, you know, they're serious about buying. They've got stores. They've got retail. It was so exciting.
Well, unfortunately, you know, you're going to be in the studio next week for me because I'm going to hop that big bird and go to the National Hardware Show next week. So I'm going to be out there covering that again. And it's a time of year when we have to get out of that studio and Go check out the technologies and check out the technologies of the future, right, Rita?
Right, absolutely. I mean, yeah. This is showtime. And for our inventors, I think one of the most important things that they learned is that face-to-face, everything is still face-to-face. Yeah, we can all do e-commerce, and you know, you can go and buy online and fill an order from the grocery store. But when you're trying to get a product out there, there is nothing that beats the eye-to-eye contact, shaking a hand, seeing their excitement over the new product. And that is what everybody said. It's like, oh, my God, it just would not have been the same if we had not been standing here.
Now, tell us a little bit about the show today.
So today we've got some follow-up to ASD, you know, next steps for two of the inventors, and then one is Kevin Cody with FLI Products. Like I said, he had us take products for him that were his closeouts, but he's looking at picking up some additional products now that were our inventors. And so there were a lot of things going on at that show. So we had one gentleman that was just there taking orders. He's going to be on first. Then we had another gentleman that had feedback for his product. He's looking at next steps. Should he manufacture? Is he just going to go into licensing? So everybody was there kind of with a little bit different tilt to their hat. And we learned a lot, enjoyed a lot with the people who were there. It was very educational for a lot of our inventors. So when, you know, when we say we literally signing people up for, you know, next year already for the March 2025, we are. People are saying, I want to be on the list. I want to go again. And the people that we had out there that filled in as sales staff were excellent.
Well, good. And I hope we get some of them exhibitors on the show in the future. I know we're going to be working on them and see if we can get some interviews from them, you know, that from the floor.
Well, our show next week, we're going to focus on, there was a lot of e-commerce going on that had a class for doing e-commerce, and it was 200 people from Amazon wanting to become Amazon sellers. Well, that's not necessarily who you want to use. Amazon is very predatory these days. So our expert next week is going to be selling on TikTok Shop. And okay. She's going to work with people on how do you go in and buy products there? Why is it a better platform? And then two of our inventors that are on are ones that are doing e-commerce right now. I know that Jenny Salimi, she's been on the show before, but she had her first wholesale sale ever. And wow. She was so excited. But she is using now, you know, some of the e-commerce, and we were, you know, hit pretty hard with Amazon, and everybody said, wait a minute, but it has become very predatory. There's a lot of fees involved for inventors, so there are other options, and that's what we're going to talk about next week.
Well, good. Well, I know we're going to keep putting it out there, and if you are, like you said, if you're thinking about an idea, or if you have a product, or regardless of which stage of the project you're in, give us a call, right? Because we
absolutely
can help you.
Absolutely.
I keep telling you, I hope we can get these entrepreneurs and inventors and all these brainchild people, and I hope we can get to them before they spend all their money. You know, they ain't got no money because they wasted. Because they wasted all their money.
Exactly. I had inventors coming up to me. I mean, we always did when we went to the National Hardware Show, have inventors come around. I didn't know that it would be the same way at ASD, but there were a ton of inventors who came up and said, can you help me? How do we get, you know, our product into the marketplace? Can I come with you next year? And ASD was very supportive of that being the innovation. There was no other innovative area at the show. And it's a three-floor show. It's huge. And so with us there now, is being the Innovation Award, and we're going to be doing that in the next couple of weeks, where we'll have the people who won the Innovation Award on as the winners and be able to talk about their products. So, yay!
Right.
I hear the music!
All right! I got you trained, man! You're like
a
trained seal, man! You're like a trained seal!
Oh, woo, yes!
Woo. That's the music!
I get to dance around and eat some Cajun food. Yay!
Yeah, I tell you. All right, if you just join us, we are broadcasting back in the studios. This is Home Talk USA radio program. This is the Invent America part of our show. You're listening to the Inventor Lady herself, along with the Cajun contractor, Michael King. What a duo. What a combination, I tell you. But stay tuned. We're going to be right back with our guests, our topics. Stay tuned right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network at GCNLive.com. We'll be right back.
USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
All right, welcome back. That's right, we are broadcasting from the studios of the Home Improvement Broadcasting Studios in the Big Easy. This is Home Talk USA. This is the Invent America part of our show. Rita, who's our first guest?
Our first guest today is John Hagerman. He invented mobile, and I'm going to have him tell you what it is exactly. But John was at the ASD Market Week with us, and he had a great show. He was in a great spot with the Invent America inventors. And John, thank you so much for being with us. Thank you for going to the show with us, and thank you for being with us today.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you very much, Rita.
And so, you know, I was joking around. I said, well, you better be careful what you say. I didn't get you, convince you to come back with us again next year. But you were able to be there and take orders. Not all of the inventors could take orders. Tell our listeners a little bit about mobile, what it is, and then, you know, share that experience of why being face-to-face is so valuable.
I'd be happy to. Mobile is a, the name came about because it's a mobile bowl, primarily for pets, for people that are active, for example, with their dogs. And it's a very, very lightweight pouch and bowl. The pouch or the bowl folds up and fits inside this little pouch. The pouch has a Velcro strap on it to be attached to the dog's collar, harness, or leash. Ladies especially like it because it fits neatly in their purse, and it only weighs, bowl and pouch, 1.7 ounces.
So amazing.
It holds 2 cups of water or food, and people really like it because of its simplicity. And so, and yes, we were able to take some orders. I wish there had been more pet stores there. But I did make some very, very interesting contacts at the show, especially for international sales, and found a new use for our product. So overall, I'd say successful.
Yeah, have some additional order forms printed because people were taking them, which is always a good sign. If they walk away without it, you know, they're not going to fill it out. But you did have, and I think almost everybody there had some suggestions on either different industries to sell in, improvements, especially when they just had prototypes. I know the one thing that I found amazing about your bowl was actually how sturdy it is. So,
yes.
You know, for a big dog that's going to hit it, and you know, it doesn't knock over.
No, it doesn't.
It's pretty much, you know, it flexes, but it doesn't tip over and spill. You've done an amazing job at getting that thing anchored correctly in its weight.
Yes.
For, you know, what, 1.5 ounces or this, thereabouts?
Yeah.
You know, it's a good size. I could use it with my Huskies. And I think that's where, you know, when we talk about virtual, you know, you don't get to see it like you were demoing it.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. And you know, being face-to-face with the customer, what I enjoy doing is showing them the bowl inside the pouch, showing them the Velcro strap, and then opening up and asking them to hold out their hand. And when they do, I set the bowl in their hand, and it just pops. And most of the time, it frightens them a little bit.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
And they, oh my gosh, this thing just pops right up and it pulls back down. And they're just amazed at how easy it is to work with.
Well, I know that, you know, when we take our dog somewhere and they are actually drinking water out of the McDonald's cup, I would much rather have the mobile for them to drink out of.
Yes.
And so it makes total sense. It's a good product. The other avenue that you're considering was a very interesting one as well.
Yes, I had a lady stop by who has her own business, but she's also, I guess, the president of this government agency in San Diego that feeds the homeless. And she said to me, "You are the needle in the haystack I've been looking for." And they want to purchase these bowls and pouch for the homeless to feed them. Because right now, apparently, it's paper, styrofoam, whatever. And my guess is it probably doesn't see the landfill. And this way, these unfortunate people will have this with them all the time and make it a lot easier to provide meals for these people. And talking with some other people, they think this could really catch on, especially going up the coast, whether it's to L.A., San Francisco, Seattle, a lot, you know, even some of the Midwest countries, the Mexican border. So I think we have a whole new avenue of being able to get this bull out there for different types of applications. I know hikers love our bull because it is so lightweight. And the nice thing that hikers have told me about it is that after they reconstitute their dehydrated food and finish the meal in the bowl, they turn it inside out and lick it clean to provide them with all the nutrients necessary, because on a hike, that's what's very, very important is the nutrients.
Absolutely, absolutely. And see, there might have been, you know, God works in mysterious ways. You know, if you'd been at a different show, you wouldn't have met that person and you could have missed this whole opportunity.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly.
I know, right? So you were there for a reason, John. And I want to thank you so much for being on today. We are going to take a quick break here and go pay some bills and offer a huge thank you to GCN Network for being our home and the father of Invent America, Michael King himself. So stay with us. We've got another guest coming up, and we will be right back.